Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. There's a report that the University of Illinois is abandoning plans to build a research and teaching facility at the proposed site of the 78 in the South Loop. Cranes reports the school will split the $285 million project into two parts, locating some of it at the new quantum technology campus on the far south side and some of it in office space in downtown Chicago. Some construction work had already started on the site near 15th and Wells. The report says the U of I wants to take advantage of the momentum surrounding quantum computing. The state of Illinois has committed $500 million to the site at the former U.S. steel plant. The Illinois Quantum and Microelectronics Park hopes to attract companies and research institutions. Northbrook-based Allstate has posted $630 million in catastrophe losses related to Hurricane Helene, and the costs are still being tabulated. The figure does not include losses related to Hurricane Milton. The figure is more than double the $317 million in losses Allstate suffered 1 year ago. Losses for the third quarter have reached nearly $1.7 billion. Analysts say both storms could cost the insurance industry as much as $55 billion. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.